We continue with Masechas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalem and Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom of the page with the 2 dots. The Gemara is commenting on the line in the Mishnah of the Regalim and for the Yom Tovim of the festivals. The Mishnah had said that the first of Nisan is considered to be Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, the beginning of the year for Regalim, for festivals. So the Gemara says, Regalim Becha B'Nisan Hu. Regalim, you're going to tell me, comes out on the first of Nisan? Is that really considered to be the Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim? Really, it should be the 15th, because, as we know, there is no Yom Tif that comes out on Echad ben Nisan. So how then does the Mishnah identify the first of Nisan as being Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim? The only thing that occurs in Nisan, which is associated with the regal, is Pesach, and that comes out on the 15th. So Amar Rav Chisda, regal Shabbat Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. So Chisda says, no, the festival that the Yom Tif, Shebo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, in which is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. What does that mean? So it says Rashi, Regel, the Yom Tif, Shuhu B'chodesh HaNichnas Bechem Nisan, that comes out in the month which begins on the first of Nisan, that is a Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. That is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah to Regalim. In other words, the Rosh Hashanah is not the first of Nisan, but rather it is the 15th of Nisan, and the reason it's called Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim means the Yom Tif, the regular, comes out in the month that begins Be'echad B'Nisan. So the question, of course, is why does this matter? I mean, what is the practical implication of this designation? So says the Gemara, Nafkemino l'noder. The practical consequence of this particular halacha is regarding a person who made a neder, l'meikim alei b'bal ta'acher. And the question is, at which point is this person considered to be in violation of the mitzvah of bal ta'acher? The Torah says that a person who takes a neder is required to fulfill that neder, fulfill that vow at a certain point. So Rashi says, neder shuhu muzhar, that a person is warned by the Torah about ta'acher not to delay the bringing of the karbon that he took a vow that he would bring. Vashmina masnis, and the Mishnah is therefore teaching sheno over, that a person does not violate, does not transgress this prohibition, achi pesach rishon l'shloshtan, until Pesach is the first of a sequence of three, Shim Avro Alav Shalok Kesidron Eino Over. Because if a person goes ahead and postpones or delays the bringing of the carbon, Shalok Kesidron, if the Yom Tov are not following this order, Eino Over, he does not violate this prohibition. This is a bit confusing at this point, but the Gemara is going to go on right now to clarify exactly what this means. So it says in Gemara, Reb Shimon Hi, and our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Echad Hanoder, a person who makes a neder, a vow. We're talking over here about a person who says that he intends to dedicate, to donate a certain amount of money to the Mikdash. Says Rashi, Echad Hanoder, Ha'omer Demei Alai, Shoshamana Soka Eved. If a person says, I accept upon myself the obligation to pay my own value as a slave to the Beis HaMikdash, or if Echad HaMakdash, a person goes ahead and he's makdish dover lebeta gabayah, says Rashi, something which can be used for the maintenance, the upkeep of the mikdash, ve'echad amarech, or if a person makes an erech vow, says Rashi, she'omer, a person says erki alai, a person uses a different lashon, it doesn't say demei alai, but he says erki alai, she'erech katsu betorek fishna shanav. In that case, the amount of money that he pays is something which is fixed, and it is determined by the Torah, and it depends on the individual's age. So these are all different types of vows that a person can make. And neder, as we said, is a person who says demei alai, v'echad amakdish, a person who dedicates something for bedek abayis, v'echad amarech, a person says erki alai, kevon she'avar lav shalosh regalim. Once a person has allowed 3 regalim, 3 festivals to pass without paying this pledge, over b'baal ta'acher, at that point, he's going to transgress the issa derais of baal ta'acher, of delaying, of postponing the fulfillment of his vow. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shalosh regalim kesidron, v'chagamatzos tachila. The 3 Yom Tovim have to pass kesidron in sequence, and chagamatzos has to be first. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. V'chein Rabbi Shimon Rechai Omer, and Rabbi Shimon Rechai would say, regalim pa'amim shlosha pa'amim, pa'amim shlosha, pa'amim arba'a, pa'amim chamisha. When it comes to the number of regalim that must pass for a person to be over the yisur b'al ta'acher, sometimes it is 3, sometimes it is 4, and sometimes it is 5. Ketzad, how could that be? Not da'i lefnei ha'pesach, if a person took a vow before Pesach, shlosha. So then he will be in violation of Baal Ta'acher once three Yom Tovim have passed, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Lifnei Atzeres, if a person says that what? He's going to bring a vow, but he says this before Shavuos, meaning after Pesach, so then it's going to require five Yom Tovim to pass, Shavuos and Sukkos, and then the next year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, because again, it has to be Kesidron, and that Seder only starts with Pesach. And Lifnei Achag, if a person took a neder before Sukkos, so then four Yom Tovim need to pass for Sukkos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So basically, the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah, which says that Echad B'Nisan is considered to be a Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, so what that means is not Be'Echad B'Nisan, as Reb Chizda said already, that means the Yom Tov of Pesach, which comes out on the 15th of Nisan, but the Regal that comes out in the month that begins with Echad B'Nisan, but that is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, meaning that is considered to be the beginning of the new year for the counting of Regalim, because a person is only going to be in violation of the Isser of Baal Ta'acher once you have three Yamim Tovim that have passed Kesidron, and as we saw, Chag HaMatzos, B'tchila, Pesach has to be the first one. The Gemara now continues with a Braisa, which talks about in greater elaboration of the Yisr of Baal Ta'acher. Tan Rabbanan, the following was taught in a Braisa. So we're going to read down this list first, and then we'll come back in a moment and just explain one by one what's being mentioned over here. So the Braisa says, Chayave hadamim va'rochin ha'charemim v'hakdeshos chatos v'ashamos olos ishlamim tzedakos u'maisros b'chor u'maiser pesach leket shichum peya. When it comes to all of these obligations, again, we'll explain in a moment what they are. Kevan she'avru aleihen shlosh regalim, once three Yom Tovim have passed, over be'Baal Ta'acher. So then a person has violated the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher of delaying. So let's go back right now and just look at these. Chayave hadamim varachin. What does that mean? These are people who are obligated to go ahead and fulfill a vow, which was either, like we said before, a person says demei alai, where he says, I dedicate my own value as determined by how this person would be worth if he would be sold on the slave market. Arachin is a person says erki alai, where he intends to donate the amount which is fixed, which is determined by the Torah, depending on the person's gender and age. Hacharamim vakdesho, so this refers to special vows that a person made. Cherim is a person who goes ahead and takes an object, and he intends to dedicate it to the mikdash. Chatos v'ashamos, if a person has an obligation to bring a korban chatos or an asham, Olos or shlamim, a person takes a neder that he's going to bring a korban ashan or shlamim. Tzedakos or maisros, a person makes a pledge to tzedakah, to charity. Or maisros, or obligations of tithing. Bechor u'maiser pesach. Bechor, of course, refers to a bechor of behema. Maiser also says Rashi over here is maiser behema. Pesach is a korban pesach, of course. Leket shechem peya. These are obligations that are incumbent upon a person who has a field, has a crop in Eretz Yisrael, and there are certain portions of his crop that must be left for aniyim. Leket is a reference to grain that fell as it was being reaped. Shechecha is something that was left accidentally behind in the field, and peya is a portion of the field that has to remain unharvested, and a person has to leave that for the aniyim. So when it comes to all of these obligations, kevan she'avru aleihen shlosh regalim, once three Yom Tovim have passed and a person has not fulfilled these obligations, at that point, over Baal Ta'acher, he will be in violation of the Yisr of Baal Ta'acher. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, shlosh regalim kesidron, v'chag ha'matzos tachila. Just like we'd seen earlier, that the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is that you need three Yom Tovim that have to pass in sequence, and chag ha'matzos is first on the list. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kevan she'avru aleihen regel echad. But Meir says, no, even if one Yom Tov has passed over Baal Ta'acher, at that point, he has already violated the Yisr D'Oraisa of Baal Ta'acher. Which Yom Tov would that be? So that would be the first Yom Tov that occurs after the person took the neder. Rabbi Yezman Yaakov Omer, and now the Braisa presents a fourth opinion. Rabbi Yezman Yaakov says, Kevan she'avru aleihen shnei regalim. As soon as two Yom Tov have passed, at that point, over Baal Ta'acher, and finally, the Braisa concludes with yet a fifth opinion. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Kevin she'avru aleihen chag ha'sukos, over aleihen be'Baal Ta'acher, that it is necessary for Sukkos to pass. But it doesn't really matter which point in the year a person took the neder. So whether a person took the neder before Pesach or before Shavuos or before Sukkot, he will not be over the Yisr of Baal Ta'achir until Sukkot has passed. So you have five opinions in the Braisa. The first one, again, saying Shlosh Regalim, it doesn't really make a difference which three, at which point you start. Reb Shimon says, no, you need three Kesidron, and Pesach has to be first. Reb Meir says one regal. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says two. And Reb Elazar ben Shimon says only Sukkot. Once came in trouble, at that point, overlayen bebal ta'achir. So says Gemara, my time at the Tanakhama. What is the opinion of the Tanakhama? Again, the Tanakhama is the opinion that says that we require three regalim to pass. So says Gemara, michti. Well, let's see. Minai hu salik. So lamli lemeheder michtav. Why then does the Torah have to go back and say b'chagamatzos, b'chagashus, b'chagasukos? Shmamina lebal ta'achir. So that we see from here that this is in respect to the din of bal ta'achir. What is going on over here? What does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi explains over here, references the pasuk that we're familiar with. The pasuk says shalosh pa'amim b'shana, three times throughout the year. Yeiro'eh kol zechur ches p'nei Hashem alekecha. That all of the males have to come and appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah of Li'el Regel. B'makom Hashem yivchar. And when does this happen? B'chaga Matzos, b'chaga Shavuos, b'chaga Sukkos. On Pesach, on Shavuos and Sukkos, v'lo yeiro'es p'nei Hashem reikam. And a person should not come empty-handed, meaning a person has to bring a special karbon at this time. Now the problem is, says Rashi, we already know from previous psukim what the three Yom Tovim are. But yet the Torah over here goes out of its way to say Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana and then repeat what they are. So that's what Gemara says over here. Michte, let's see. Minai Husalik, the Pasuk just finished talking about the mitzvah of Regalim. So then Lamali Mehedim Mechtav, why then does the Torah repeat itself and say Bachagamatzim Bachagashavus Bachagasukas? We know what the Yom Tovim are. So Shmamina, it must be that this is coming to teach the din of Baal Ta'achir. Meaning, according to Tanakam, as we said already, that a person only violates the Yisr of Baal Ta'achir once three Yom Tovim have passed. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So in this regard, when the Pasuk says over here, V'lo yeiro'es b'nei Hashem erkam, that you shouldn't come empty-handed, so over here we understand that this is a reference to all obligations that a person has to make by virtue of commitments that he has made. Reb Shimon says, now the Gemara is going to explain the basis for Reb Shimon's opinion. Einu tzarech lomar b'chag ha-sukos. The Torah doesn't have to say anything about Chag HaSukkos. Why? Shabbo Dibur HaKosov. Because that's already what the Pasuk is referring to. Meaning, in context, that's exactly what the Pasuk was speaking about. It would have been sufficient for the Torah to simply say B'Chag HaMatzos B'Chag HaShavuos. And Chag HaSukkos, the Torah doesn't need to repeat because that's the subject in discussion. So Lama Nemar, why then is it mentioned? Lomar Shezeh Acharon. Says Reb Shimon to teach you that this is the last. Meaning that there have to be three Regalim Kesidron. Chagamatzos Techila. Chagamatzos has to come first, and that's why we have Pesach Shavuos and then Sukkot. That is the basis of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Continues the Gemara, and what about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, as you remember, was the opinion who said, Kevin Sha'avaleh, Regel Echad. Once one Yom Tov passes, already the person is in violation of Baal Ta'achir. Rabbi Meir, my daima, the Pasuk says, Uvasa Shama, Vahavesim Shama. The Pasuk says, and you should come there, and you should bring it. Actually, there is no such pasuk. It doesn't literally say uvasa shama v'avesim shama. Uvasa shama is the end of one pasuk, and v'avesim shama is the beginning of the next pasuk. So, truthfully, these words do appear in sequence in the Torah, but they're not usually read as one phrase. The first pasuk says ki yim al makom asher yivcha Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivtechem lasumes shmo sham l'shichnos edushu uvasa shama. End of the pasuk. And the next pasuk says, "Vaveisim shama losechem zivchechem es masor sechem es trumas yadchem and idrechem and idmosechem v'vachoros b'karchem mitzonchem." So over here you have in the pasuk again the juxtaposition of these two phrases: "Uvasa shama, you should come there; vaveisim shama, and you should bring," meaning you should bring your karbanos, your obligations. So what we see from here is that any time you have an obligation to come in any one of the shalosh regalim, at that point vaveisim, you should bring whatever your obligation is. So essentially, Reb Meir says, Kevin Sha'avarlein Regalechad, once there's been passage of one Yomtiv, so already you're in violation of Din of Baal Ta'achir, because the Torah basically says, anytime you should come, you should use that opportunity to pay any unfulfilled obligations. V'Rabbanon, what about the Rabbanon? What are they going to say? Because, after all, Reb Meir is a Das Yachid over here. His colleagues disagree with him. So, Hula say, So they'll say that that is only in reference to the Aseh, the positive commandment. And as she says, the mitzvah Aseh, here, Hahula Aseh says Rashi, the mitzvah Aseh olav lahaviyah beregala rishon. Yeah, lichatchila, the proper mitzvah is that you should bring the carbon already at the first opportunity you have, the first yomtif that you come. However, a person is not going to be in violation of the Yisra Bal Ta'acher unless an entire three Yamim Tovim have passed. That's how the Rabbanan would argue, or depending on the particular position, against Rav Meir. Rav Meir, what's he going to say? He says, well, Kevin Amar Le Rachmana Aisi, since the Torah says you should bring, Velo Aisi, and he didn't bring, Memeila Kamle Bal Ta'acher. So he's automatically going to be over the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher. Rashi elaborates, Rav Meir Amalach Rav Meir would say, Kevin Amar Le Rachmana Aisi Beregel Risho. So since the Torah says you should bring it the first yomtiv that follows the neder, zehu zman shekavalo. So this is the amount of time that the Torah stipulates and sets. Vim ichru min amoed azeh, min amoed, and if there is a delay after this moed, habi ichur, this is considered to be a delay, umemeilo kam le b'bal ta'achir. And we'd say automatically, now this person is in violation of the yisr of bal ta'achir. Rebbe Lezben Yaakov was the next view in the Braisa who says that two Yamim Tovim, two Regalim have to pass before a person is over the Yisr of Bal Ta'acher. So what's the basis for his opinion? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, my time on, the Pasuk says, Eile tasu l'Hashem b'moadechem. That these, as a reference to the Karbanos, these special Karbanos Musafim, are brought to Hashem b'moadechem on the special designated times, the Yamim Tovim. The Pasuk goes on to say, Levad minidrechem, and l'osechem, l'osechem, l'choseichem, etc. So the Torah here is saying, B'moadechem, at these appointed times, so this is when you are to bring your karbanos. So it says Gemara, miut moadim shnayim. The minimum number of moadim is going to be two, because moadim is a plural word. So it means at least two. And so therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the Isur Bal Ta'acher is only going to be violated once a person has passed two Yamim Tovim. Rabbanan would say, Hahu l'chadiv Rabbi Yonah. This word, b'moadechem, I'm sorry, b'moadechem, so that is coming to teach the din of Rabbi Yonah. Damar Rabbi Yonah, hukshu kol ha'moadim kulam zelozeh, shekulam mechaprim al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. That the musaf kabanos of all of the Yamim Tovim are compared to each other, in what sense? That they all bring a kapara for violations of tuma involving the mikdash v'kadoshav and other holy things. So these karbanos have the capacity to bring kapara for a person who, let's say, a person who was tameh who came to the harabayas, or a person who was tahar who ate tameh kachim, which were tameh, or a person who's tameh who ate kachim, which was tahar. These are all examples of isurim, violations, for which a kapara will follow from bringing the karban musafim of all of the Yamim Tovim. That's why it says, Eile tasu l'Hashem b'moadechem. And the Gemara now goes to the last opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and for him, what's the basis of his opinion? The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon omer, lo yomar chag ha-sukos. The Pasuk didn't have to say chag ha-sukos at all, Shavod Dibur ha-kosim, because after all, that's what the Pasuk was speaking about. So lemanemar, why the therefore is it mentioned? Lo ma-shezeg gorim. To see, teach that what? That it is Dafka Sukkis, which is Gorim, which causes, which triggers the Isser of Bal Ta'acher to take effect. So really, a person, as we saw beforehand, when he brings when he makes a nether, he should fulfill his vows as soon as possible. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, one will not be in violation of the Isser of Bal Ta'acher until Sukkis has passed.